Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of RailTel Corporation. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Periwal.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. First of all, extremely, sorry and apology to everyone for waiting for this call. There was, a continuous rain in the NCR region, and there has been a technical glitch in reaching out and giving a clear line. So please, accept this apology. So as usual, we'll start this call from the management side. We have Shri Sanjay Kumarji, Chairman and Managing Director, Shri V. Rama Manohara Raoji, Director of Finance, Shri Manoj Tandonji, Director of Projects Operation and Maintenance, and Shri Yashpal Singh Tomar, Director Network Planning and Marketing. We'll have a brief from the management, and then we'll open the line for Q&A. Yes, sir, over to you.
Thank you, Vishalji. A very good afternoon to all of you. We are really sorry for keeping you waiting for these 20-25 minutes because of some actually noise is still coming, but we will try to listen carefully and answer questions. At the outset, let me introduce my new colleague, Director Shri Yashpal Singh Tomar, who has recently joined as Director Network Planning and Marketing. He brings on board rich experience of both railways as well as RailTel, as he worked already in his earlier stint as GGM Marketing. So now, one more thing I would like to share that we have all the four functional directors on board after a long time. It gives me great pleasure to interact with you on the company's performance in the backdrop of Q1 financial results of FY24, which were declared by the company on July 27, 2023. The company achieved consolidated operating revenue of rupees 468 crores in Q1 of FY24 as against 377 crores in Q1 of FY23, registering year-on-year growth of 24%. The telecom segment contributed rupees 292 crores, and project segment contributed rupees 176 crores in company's operating turnover. As regards the total revenue, the year-on-year growth is 25% with rupees 483 crores in Q1 FY24 as compared to rupees 385 crores in Q1 of FY23. The profit before tax in Q1 of FY24 is rupees 51 crores as against 35 crores in Q1 of FY23, registering year-on-year growth of 46%. The profit after tax in Q1 of FY24 is rupees 38 crores against corresponding quarter of FY23. Earnings per share in Q1 of FY24 stands rupees 1.20 against 0.81 of Q1 of FY23, registering a year-on-year growth of 48%. EBITDA margin before exceptional item for Q1 of FY24 is 18% as against previous quarter of 15%, registering a growth of 21% Q1Q. I'm happy to inform you that the CAG has offered nil comments on annual financial results of financial year 2022-23. Your company maintains a strong and sustainable order book of the order of rupees about 4,500 crores as we bagged new orders of rupees 527 crores in Q1 itself. In the last six months, we have bagged orders of the order of about 1,600 crores rupees. Notable amongst them are 294 crore from Tamil Nadu State Marketing Corporation Limited, TASMAC, rupees 48 crore from Central Bank of India, rupees 18 crore from Commercial Tax Department, Lucknow, rupees 21.5 crore from Indian Oil Corporation, rupees 75 crore for e-office implementation from various organizations, government organizations, rupees 39 crore order from NICSI for providing Security Operations Center and Network Operations Center solution for IVFRT, that is Immigration, Visa, Foreigners Registration and Tracking Project of Ministry of Home Affairs. These orders reaffirm our position in the domestic IT-ICT space. Another feather in the cap of RailTel is our partnership with ITPO as a telecom solution provider for the prestigious Pragati Maidan complex in New Delhi, which has been recently handed over to the public by Honorable Prime Minister of India, which this agreement covers next 8 years for all the events being organized, to be organized in the campus. We are the exclusive telecom and cyber security solution provider also for the upcoming G20 summit in September 23 in the same complex. RailTel maintains the agility of exploring new business across new sectors like education, MSME, smart cities, and so on. We are also expanding our existing IT solutions like HMIS, e-office, to wider net of organizations. We are happy to inform that our hospital management information system deployed in Indian Railways has achieved a unique milestone of 1 crore prescriptions even in last 18 months. This shows the resilience and extent of our HMIS solution. Our focus remains on establishing edge data centers across the country and also expanding our data center footprint in PPP mode, being empaneled MITI data center. The installation of an IP-based video surveillance system at 5102 railway stations is progressing well, with work already completed at 349 stations, including Nirbhaya-funded stations. This will be a unique project across the world once completed, showcasing the strength of RailTel to deal with complex projects spread across geographical locations and involving wide spectrum of stakeholders. We are eyeing very closely on the signaling modernization requirement of Indian Railways, the importance of which has tremendously been increased post recent unfortunate accident on Indian Railways. I am also happy to inform you that the Board of Directors of RailTel in its meeting held on 9th July 2023 recommended a final dividend for the financial 2023 at the rate of 10.50%, that is 1.05 per share in total amounting to 3369.87 lakh out of the profit of the company for the financial year 22-23 to those equity shareholders whose names stand in the register of members as beneficial owners in the records of NSDL, CDSL holding shares as on record as fixed by the company for the purpose of payment of final dividend for FY22-23. This is subject to the approval of the shareholders at the 23rd annual general meeting to be held. Transparency, integrity and efficiency are fundamental to our functioning, and we deeply value the trust of our investors and stakeholders. We are committed to pursuing growth and diversification, creating value for our investors. Thank you. Jai Hind.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The The first question is from the line of Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my questions. First, on the 3i Infotech deal, has the revenue recognition towards the Wi-Fi monetization, where we had 14 crores or a minimum of certain percentage of revenue? So what is the contribution of 3i Infotech for this quarter?
So basically, actually, this is quarterly payment. So this is basically, you can say, 3.5 crore for this quarter.
Okay. And we have received the 3.5 crore?
Yeah.
Okay. Any further monetization? How has been the trend of advertisement on our Wi-Fi? Do you think there could be a higher payment than this 14 crore from the monetization of Wi-Fi?
If you remember my last meet with you on the same forum, I had already shared that this will take some time because they have to. This is first of its kind in the world. So it will require some time. Maybe this financially, we may not have any additional revenue from this project, this monetization effort.
Next, on the telecom services business, it has grown by 6.5% YoY. The growth looks slightly muted considering that we are also implementing VSS, and there is increased demand for the data center and video-based surveillance and IP services in general. Can you help us understand why the overall revenue growth on a YoY basis in telecom services is just 6.5%?
So yes, that is noticeable because one big project actually was got concluded last quarter, and we are hopeful that the same project will get again come on board, and we are also expecting some other revenues in telecom segment. So this quarter, yes, I accept the fact you have noticed, but I'm not worried by this because I know the reason.
So what is the expected revenue growth for telecom services this year and next year?
We will be continuing with the same trend, 10%-12% overall telecom growth.
Okay. So 10%-12% for the full year is still achievable, is what you are telling me?
Yes.
Got it. On the project side, again, the project execution this quarter versus previous quarter looks slightly muted. While our order book continues to remain very healthy, we have spoken of 1,000 crore plus kind of a project revenue for FY24. With Q1 being softer, do you think any challenge for this 1,100 crores of revenue in project for FY24?
See, actually, if you see the trend for previous years also, so Q1, Q2 are slightly under pressure. They are being reasoned because these are the government-funded projects. So generally, in all governments, Q3 and Q4, there is always momentum. And Q1 and Q2 are slightly muted. So if we see year-on-year, you will find the rhythm.
Correct. Year-on-year, we are very healthy at 70%.
So I'm sure that we'll be reaching 1,400-1,500 crore.
Okay. 1,400-1,500 crore for this entire year.
That is, we are more than assured.
Okay. With what margin expectation, sir?
Margin expectation, we'll strive to keep it 5%-6%.
Okay. It's much below what we were anticipating earlier. And these projects were won earlier. Why the margin?
See, this is the conservative figure which I am sharing with you. And maybe because, see, what is happening because of digitalization drive throughout the country, in the IT, ICT projects, there's a lot of competition. So sometimes we have to decide whether to go ahead or whether to leave. We know that this business will come to me because I have better chances of getting delivered it and the customer has more confidence, better confidence in us. So then it is our choice whether we leave it or lose it, get it or leave it, even with the lower margin. So sometimes we have to take some aggressive calls. So that's why I'm saying 5 to 6% I'm keeping on conservative side.
Last question on the LTE rollout by the railway and project coverage. Any further update you want to share there? Is the tower rollout tender being done, and how are we participating in the coverage project? We earlier said that we didn't have the technology, and we believe that the technology is still to mature. Where are we in this entire cycle of both the project?
So coverage, the one of the OEM is still they are in the last phase of I think getting approved by RDSO. And besides that OEM, we are also in fact now approaching the existing, though they are very big, but we are still trying to approach them that so that they are convinced that yes, RailTel can be the best partner for them. So we are still on, and we are very much hopeful of getting a good share out of this business from railways.
And on the LTE rollout and the tower?
LTE, we have actually on the LTE rollout, we have participated in POC for LTE for Kavach, and we are expecting a center of excellence, basically a establishment of a center of excellence in railways. That order we are expecting, maybe, I'm not sure, but we are hopeful that we'll get. So we are continuously focusing on both LTE as well as Kavach.
What could be
because of our expertise in optical fiber based communication network, see our strength in LTE and coverage is certainly better than anybody else.
Fair enough, sir. What could be the project size we are expecting both from LTE and coverage individually?
The actually total size of the project over next 5 years is around 30,000 crore. Okay. And we are not sure that how fast the railways could be coming out with the tenders. But I can say out of this pie, at least 4,000 to 5,000 crore of value should be with us.
Fair enough, sir. That's all from my side, and best of luck for coming quarters.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Bala Murari Krishna from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Regarding this video surveillance system, actually, what is the total project order quantity, and how much we have executed, and still how much is in balance? And timeline for execution, could you please share?
So actually, yeah. So total size of the order is around 750 crore. And out of that, we have delivered around 200 PRs.
Okay.
Over last 2 to 3 years. And we expect that this year, we should be booking at least 200 PRs. And remaining in the coming year.
And in this video surveillance system itself, actually we are anticipating some orders from the state government and police force, state police force, like UP and Punjab. Any update on those orders?
We have got an order in Gujarat for video surveillance. We have also got an order from the other two orders from Indian Oil Corporation for video surveillance. So we are firstly trying to get orders in this domain, now having expertise in this.
And one more.
UP tender you are talking about, UP tender is now, they have not come back again. They have cancelled the last tender. Now they have not come back. So we are waiting.
Punjab also, same thing.
Punjab was decided long back. Punjab is not there now. I think it was decided last year. 21-22 itself. It is implemented also. It didn't come to us.
Okay. And regarding Kavach, sir, actually earlier we are anticipating around 25% of the total order, like project cost. So now we are downgrading that projection. And one more thing, some Ashoka Buildcon has collaborated with one of the OEM and they also bidded for this Howrah Delhi section. So do you have any plan to collaborate with these existing OEMs? I think you said that we are going to collaborate with the OEM, which device which is under approval. So with the, is there any possibility to with the existing OEMs?
See, Ashoka Buildcon, they are, I think they are executing one order in eastern region. I have downgraded though it to 4,000 crore, but still hopeful. We can always, 25% is not something big which we cannot. But I'm eyeing at least 4,000 to 5,000. And as far as partnership is concerned with OEMs, I have already answered to the previous investor's question that we are waiting for the RDSO approval for the new OEM, which is under the, which is in the last stages. So it will wait.
And regarding the existing OEM, sir, I think they will get to you for this fiber optic cable services, no? Even they get order from railways.
Yes.
And that revenue also included in this projection?
So that revenue will not come from OEMs. That is already coming from railways. See, railways is the user. OEMs has to deliver the project only.
Oh, okay. And lastly, on the smart meter side, and we got some orders from also from Pondicherry and AP. Whether these orders were executed and what would be the scope from any other states regarding smart meters? Because we have some short shoot up in orders to various vendors to install smart meters over the entire state, like Chhattisgarh or some other states. Recently, we have seen so much news regarding this. So, do we have any scope in this segment again?
Smart meters, we have not done much even now. But smart city, I think you are maybe, Puducherry, we are doing smart city projects, not smart meters. Smart meters, we are yet to start. We have not done much.
Okay, that's all. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, yes, I'm audible. Hello.
Yeah, please. Yes, please.
Yes. Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Firstly, on your, so you said you have 4,500 crores worth of order book, right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you tell me what kind of order intake are you expecting this year? Further?
This year, I told the last interaction that we will be eyeing around 1,500 minimum this year. So 500 we have already received new orders. Mm-hmm. And down the line, next three quarters, we should be getting minimum 1,000 crore, but we may exceed also.
Right. But and what is the pipeline? Like, can you share the information? What kind of orders there are? Like the pipeline, what kind of orders there are and which? Can you share that?
In the pipeline right now?
Yeah, no. So what are the orders you're expecting? Okay. No, got it.
Yeah.
Secondly, outlook in terms of revenue growth and margins, can you share for the full year? Will you be?
See, we should be clocking about 2,500 for sure. And margin guidance, you could take, we will maintain the same, which we were doing the last year, 18% to 19% EBITDA.
18% to 19%. Okay. Okay. All right, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Divya Daga from Vijit Global Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, as you have mentioned in the presentation, that you are expecting 10 lakh subscribers from RailWire. So can I know your strategy to achieve this target? Or is it conservative target, or we are optimistic really about it?
The 10 lakh subscribers we were expecting some time back, maybe last year. But the competition is so intense that it's not so easy. There's a lot of churning also. And the ease of switching is also very high. So we are not expecting very high number, but yeah, we will be continuously remaining in this sector, and we will be targeting rural segment more, where there's more opportunity, but the momentum is slightly lesser. Urban segment, there's a lot of churning. So that is why we are not now expecting any such high number. This year, maybe we may reach 6 lakhs.
Correct, sir, that you are going to have a data center in Noida?
Yes.
So can I know the status and the revenue model of a data center and as well as RAN that you have launched?
See, I think shortly we'll be coming out with the EOI for PPP and revenue share and all those details we cannot share now because the EOI is likely to come out, so then only it will be visible to public. But we are sure because there's a lot of interest shown by the industry and the investors.
So what will be the...
Sorry to interrupt, ma'am. We request you to please mute your line after you've asked your question while the management is answering because there's background noise coming from your line, ma'am.
Okay, sure. No problem. No problem.
Thank you.
So I want to know that what will be the revenue addition from this data center, if you can say, tell.
This is PPP model, and the revenue monetization will be discovered through the open process, which is we call expression of interest. But still, we are expecting that at least 10% to 12% of the revenue will be shared by the PPP partner. This is our expectation.
Okay. And my last question is, can you tell me the business overview of a security operation center? Is it for the existing operation supporting that or we have introduced a new vertical over here?
See, cyber security operations, it is an offshoot of data center business. And we are trying to evolve it as a separate vertical, but the time has not come. We are talking to the industry, to the OEMs, to the top of the class service security solution providers. So we are still working on it, and we are right now also we are providing these services, but we have not created any separate vertical.
Okay, that's all, sir. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, one clarification. I think you briefly mentioned on the coverage opportunity of 30,000 odd crore. So LTE plus coverage is 30 or is the different number?
Yeah, both put together. Both put together.
Okay. And if one has to get a breakup of it, will that be available, sir? LTE is how much and coverage is how much?
I'm not very sure about it, so better not to say any number.
Okay.
But actually, there is one project. This is basically anti-trend, anti-this thing. anti-collision project. So both basically are a part of the same project.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. And sir, can you give a breakup of this telecom services that we do in NLD, ISP, IP1 for quarter one?
Yeah. So NLD, we did 146 crore, ISP 96 crore, and IP1 49 crore.
Okay, got it. So I think it looks like in NLD, year-on-year good growth rate is there, but ISP and IP1, they are a little bit of flattish to margin decline. So that
I told you there was one project in the last one question. This quarter, the number, yes, you have rightly noticed that the growth is not that good, but we are expecting that over a whole years, basically financial year period, we have no worry and we'll continue to have the same 10-12% of growth.
Okay, got it, sir. And sir, is there any one-off number of provision in our quarterly result, whether NER provision or maybe ECL provision, if there anything that is
wrong? No, nothing.
Okay, fine. And in terms of one more data point, RailWire, can you provide what is the subscriber and can you give some qualitative commentary in terms of how the ARPUs are moving? That will be helpful, sir.
ARPUs are there only 550-540, and we are continuously actually experimenting. So we have recently come out with an experiment in Tamil Nadu and we expect a lot good numbers there. Actually this is an industry which is continuously under the eye of regulation also, because OTT has also come into play. So there are many factors and the satellite communication, this is licensing auction of the spectrum, many factors playing in this segment, and competition of course not only from the big service providers but from smaller ones also is there. So that is why I have downgraded my 10 lakhs number to 6 lakhs now.
Okay. And what will be this number, sir, at the end of quarter one?
This is 5.32.
Okay, got it. And one last question from my side. Project services, can you also give breakup for the revenue between Indian Railway and others?
So for Q1, railway income was around 38 crore and non-railway was 138 crore out of a total 176.
Okay, fine. Sure, sir. I'll come back in the queue for more. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Swecha Jain from ANS Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just a clarification. If you could again give the telecom service breakup, I somehow missed that number, sir, the NLD, ISP, and IP1.
NLD 146 crore, ISP 96 crore, and IP1 49 crore.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Then just one more question. How many subscribers did we add in Q1? I think you did say at the end of Q1 we were 5.32 lakhs. But if you could just give the addition that we did in FY24, Q1.
During Q1?
Yeah.
Around 17 to 18,000.
Okay. And so no update on the RDN, right? Any update on the RDN side?
I think RDN, we had already shared during our meet in May. That RDN we have now discounted, at least for now, till the time Ministry of Railway takes a final decision.
Right. Still, yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. Appreciate this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bala Murali Krishna from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Do we have any update on the COD, sir, content on demand?
COD again same, COD and RDN, we have now stopped eyeing these two projects because Ministry of Railway is yet to take any decision, any final decision on this.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Amit Kumar from Determined Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. Actually, just following up to the previous participant, you know, the COD, RDN, projects which we had, exactly what decision is, you know, the ministry has to take, you know, with regard to, you know, these opportunities?
So, see, actually, we are not the user organization. User organization may decide, may not decide. We cannot pursue them beyond an extent. So that is why I can comment further.
No, no. So, I, you know, that's understood that, you know, user organization is railways, but you have been pursuing both of these opportunities, you know, for some time. What I'm just trying to understand is that what is, I mean, you know, COD basically have to, you know, let's say, you know, decide on an OTT partner and, you know, they will provide, you know, the entertainment content, you know, to the end consumers, you know, basically on your network. So, I mean, what decision making sort of is required at, you know, MOR level, you know, for this to, you know, go to proceed basically?
See, they may or may not decide in favor of Railton. It's their decision. We have completely discounted these two opportunities from our business spectrum. It's up to them. If they decide, we are there. But if they don't decide, we can't continue waiting.
So the Ministry of Railways may very well decide to go with another rail PSU, you know, with respect to both these opportunities as well. Is that what you
see? We cannot respond on behalf of Government of India. This is their policy decision. They may, so I cannot go beyond my
No, see that's where you know, little bit of confusion basically you know is there because you know it wasn't sort of you know when we were sort of discussing these opportunities you know about year and a half back, it was not sort of you know clear that any sort of policy decision from MOR was required to be taken because you have the network, right? I mean you know the. You are sort of running the you know network you know across and you have the exclusive right to sort of run the network across you know railways, Indian Railways essentially, right? And this is just a monetization opportunity. This is not really, I mean, there is no sort of incremental capex or incremental investment which is you know required you know per se. Of course, there could always be, I mean, which is more of a commercial decision. That, you know, of the shared with railways and all that, but it was not clear to us about a year back that, you know, any sort of policy decision in this regard. And I mean, at least we thought that, you know, Railtel you know sort of had the right to basically you know call out for you know these contracts and you know give it out to you know third private parties essentially.
I think we may not deliberate much on this question. But I think last two
I understood your position, but where did this confusion arise from is what is not sort of clear to us.
See, the government may decide on their own. They have their own agenda, their own policy decision-making system, and we cannot question that. But whenever it is rolled out, certainly we have the telecom network of Railtel will only be used. There is no other choice. That is what you are saying. So that is right. So we are waiting. Let us wait for some time if it comes at all.
All right. Understood, sir. Thank you. That's it from us.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratap Maliwal from Mount Intra Finance Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So first, just a clarification on my side that the projects, the margin expectation we're getting 5 to 6%, that is at the EBITDA level. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, now just a question around the Kavach project. So as I understand that the railways has actually initiated the project already and they've spent about 350 odd crores on the project. And I think it's been installed in a certain number of locomotives and about 1400 or 1500 route kilometers. So what I'm just trying to understand is, when does our role actually as RailTel come into this project? The expectation that we have around 4000 crores of value should be with us for this project. So how do we maybe arrive at this number, and when does our role come in for coverage?
No, we will be participating in bids which are likely to come in future. So these which you are talking about already under rollout, we had neither participated nor had any intent to participate, because I told you that this technology was still maturing and still I would say it is evolving. So we are waiting and watching. We don't want to be in any panic.
Okay. So as I understand that there's LTE plus the Kavach project. So one is that we provide the connectivity for the project that is required. That is one role for RailTel. And what is the other offering that you're providing?
There is hardware part of it. There's application part of it. All those things will also be there. Connectivity is, of course, there's one.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions, we will conclude the call here. Thanks for attending the earnings call of RailTel Corporation, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you very much.